Everything else is good, I believe. We are.
You got me. Chair, we are on the air and you're ready to go. Chair Big Horse?
Yes, Madam Clerk, before we get started, we do not have minutes to our.
I will send them out right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Chair, they are on their way.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
We are ready to start whenever you want.
Okay, Madam Clerk, I think I've got everything lined up here. So I'm going to call this government operations to order. The date is September the 16th and the year is 2020. The time is 1-4 p.m. Call, please.
Councilman Walker. Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman King.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker. Congressman Big Horse.
Present. see, Madam Clerk, that does give us a quorum?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Next is prayer. Congresswoman Shaw, would you mind rendering an afternoon prayer for us, please?
Yes, sir, I'll be happy to. Please bow your heads. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another beautiful day and another opportunity to serve the Osage people. Lord, please help us to make good decisions, and please put your arms of protection around those who are in mourning, our children, our elders, and current military, and also our veterans. Lord, we praise you for everything that we have, and thank you for all of the blessings you have bestowed upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Okay. Next would be approval of minutes, and the clerk has graciously sent those out to us. So if you'll take a moment, they should be in your email box.
Chair Bickhorst.
Yes, Madam. Yes, Congresswoman.
I'm trying to remember, did Congressman Walker enter the meeting later? It's not reflected in the minutes. I couldn't remember if he did or not.
I was thinking that was the meeting prior, because it seemed like we discussed that, but he may have been he may have been a couple minutes late too. Yes, Madam Clerk.
He did arrive under consideration of legislation, Section 40, Information Technology. He arrived at 3:10 p.m.
Okay, I see that.
Yes, ma'am.
So on approval of minutes, should it be 4 yays then?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Chair Bickhorst.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the minutes of September 14, 2020.
As amended?
As amended, yes, sir.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
A second.
The motion and the second. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to item number 5. Um, Madam Clerk, do you know if Justice Drent is on?
Yes, sir, he is.
I'm here.
Okay. All right, good. We only have three of us here today, and I hate to pass, you know, this out without the other members being here, but since we do have you on, and I've seen not all of them, but I've seen your emails pertaining to your budget. And since we have Mr. Zahn on here and yourself, Chief Justice, if you would like to go over the budget that you have, and then we can compare it to, I guess, whatever executive has submitted.
Chairman, of course, this is the clerk.
Yes, Madam Clerk.
I just wanted to make you aware that I sent a email just a few minutes ago from Ms. Red Eagle that has a revised budget from Judicial attached to it. So you should have that in your email as well.
Thank you very much. Okay, so this would be from Chief Justice Drent, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then
Chair, this is second speaker. If I could make a comment to start the discussion out about the budget, I think that might help as well.
Yes, ma'am, that will be fine. I'm in the process of looking for their budget, so you have the floor, ma'am.
Okay, so good morning, Chief Justice, or good afternoon, Chief Justice. What happened was when we developed ONCA 2074, we inadvertently included the non-tribal portion of their self-governance dollars. And so I think Jordan, our budget analyst, has sent an email explaining what happened. And you'll also see where Mrs. Red Eagle has sent a revised budget for the tribal portion only. And that's for $455,814. And that actually is the exact amount of the outlay and the projected revenue. And so I just wanted to give you a little bit of history. It was an error on our part in developing the legislation. So we've got all the documents needed to make an amendment, but the amendment will probably have to be made through your committee, sir. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Second Speaker. Okay. Justice Drent, do you have any comment on the budget that Ms. Red Eagle has sent over?
Okay, I do actually. So I apologize for the complete conundrum that's been created by our budget. So thank you, Congresswoman Rivard, Second Speaker Rivard, for clarifying the amount that's in the budget. That can be corrected. I had a discussion yesterday with Jason Zahn over how in the world you received a budget for the judicial branch without Gina Red Eagle nor myself looking at it. Jason and I figured out what happened. It was an approval problem and it is corrected and it will not happen again. So I apologize for not having reviewed a budget that was never shown to me before it was submitted, but I'm going to take responsibility for that as well. I also wanted to point out that, yes, we did submit an updated budget, and it was for the budget outlay amount of $455,814. We sent that budget over to accounting, and it was just entered today
into my Cori at 12:43 p.m. I don't know if you have the updated version. The updated budget is now for $485,338, and I just wanted to show that that is not what we submitted. It appears that accounting has added an extra $30,000 in indirect costs. It's a little inexplicable to me because professional fees are not considered administrative fees under OCH Nation law, and if they are not administrative fees, then they are not subject to indirect costs. So I'm a little curious as to why accounting is playing a little fast and loose with our budget by adding money to it that we have not seen before. Our original budget to you was for $455,814. What I don't want to do is lose another 30 grand to indirect costs when that is completely inconsistent with what OCH Nation law says. So maybe somebody can explain it to me. Maybe the law changed and I just wasn't aware. So could anyone explain to me why this extra 30,000 is showing up?
Thank you, Chief Justice. Anyone from executive? Do we have anyone from Treasurer, Ms. Fox, or Jason?
Mr. Chair, Jason's here. I'm sorry, I was on the other phone with Casey. What was the question?
Chief Justice Drent, would you mind repeating your question for executive?
Of course. Yeah.
Was it about the IDC?
Yes, it was about an extra $30,000 in indirect costs.
Yeah, we're actually going to have that discussion, I believe, Friday at the Appropriations Committee. Controller Fox, I don't know if it was delivered to Congress just yet. I was looking through and revising a memo that was going to go to Congress explaining the methodology of the way for now going and charging IDC two professional fees.
Okay, so that's going to be taken up by Congress. So does that mean that there's legislation pending changing the definition of professional fees, changing it from a non-administrative cost to an administrative cost? Is that what the discussion is?
That would, Jason. It would have to be. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And it came from getting industry professionals to come in on contract and review our processes through IDC and our negotiation rate. And it all come from all of that. And there'll be a lot more on that on Friday at the appropriations meeting.
Okay, so just to be clear, to do this requires a change in OCH Nation law that has not yet been affected.
Correct.
Okay, thanks. Correct.
And Chief Justice, we're finding this with a lot of budgets right now. That's the main reason we're having this meeting on, I believe it's the 18th, isn't it, Jason?
Yes, sir, this Friday, 18th.
So you are more than welcome to attend, Chief Justice. And it's my personal opinion that we should, it's up to the members. I would like to postpone your budget to the call of the chair until we hear more about what's said on the 18th. How do you feel about that, Chief Justice?
Oh, I think that's fine, because obviously you wouldn't want to make a change to just one program. You'd want to make it across the board. So, yeah, it sounds like this is an issue. That's a larger issue for Congress to address, and absolutely, yeah.
Chair Big Horse, this is Congressman Keene.
Yes, Congressman Keene.
This is just a question for Chief Justice Drent. I'm just wondering, what's the other? It's court-ordered services for $10,778.
Yes.
What does that entail exactly?
So court-ordered services, it's what we ended up calling the type of services that the court may order for a party to do. So let's say that they order like a home study to be done. but it's done in a type of case where social services does not perform the home study. So it might be like a private child custody case, and the judge wants to see a home study done. So it would enable us to pay for a home study to be conducted when there's no other agency or program that can provide that service. The same goes for drug testing. It could be for a parenting evaluation or even to pay for co-parenting classes. It could be for a co-parenting mediation service so that the parents can come to an agreement about how they're going to parent their children. So it's basically to cover any sort of cost that is not covered by another program, but yet is still ordered by the court. And the idea was to remove barriers to parents who are under court orders to accomplish some kind of task, but don't have the money to pay for it. And when a program doesn't provide that service, we want to step in and be able to get it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any further questions from members? If not, the chair would entertain, Madam Clerk, is that a postponement or a table to the call of the chair?
It would be a postponement.
Okay. Members, I would entertain a motion to postpone to the call of the chair until we have our meeting on the 18th.
Chair Big Horse.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to postpone ONCA 20-74 to the call of the chair.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes. Chief Justice, I appreciate you being on the call today, and I apologize for the quagmire with the IDC too. We're still trying to understand it also. So with that being said, as soon as we get through with the 18th, I will let you know when we put you back on the agenda. I don't think there'll be that much discussion, though, but you will certainly be invited.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate everyone's patience, and I'm glad we're getting this sorted out, so thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Next on the agenda is adjournment.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right, we are adjourned. Thank you, committee.